is the Storymobile Podcast. We are a solar-powered moving art space that travels to events and through neighborhoods to collect your stories. The St. Paul Almanac book was created in 2005 and has since been released annually. The goal is to bring together the diverse community of St. Paul through literary arts. The Almanac is a meeting place for sharing stories and artwork of our community. This year, the St. Paul Almanac released their 11th volume, On a Collected Path. As part of a reading festival, authors have gathered at various venues throughout St. Paul to read their fabulous work. On Sunday, April 23rd, the bookstore Subtext Books hosted these amazing authors, and here they are reading their great work.
He is the author of the memoir, Deliverance at Hand. Come up, James.
So I actually have two pieces that appeared in the Almanac, so I want you guys to pick. Do you want a story about the journey or a story about a destination?
Journey.
I just hear journey? Okay. So we're going to page, we're not going to go to page 154 then, my other story. We're going to go to page 136 and read Cute Little Cars. The first time I saw one, I did a double take. It looked like someone had chopped the car in half. Staring at the truncated vehicle, I soon realized it was, in fact, a complete car, just a very small one. Judging from the logo on the sides, it appeared to be a car people could rent for short periods of time. Cars I could rent by the minute? What did I care? I owned two cars. I didn't need to borrow anyone else's. My four-year-old daughter felt differently. Isla pointed out the tiny cars whenever we drove past one. Look, she'd say, squealing with amusement, there's one of those cute little cars. She often described them using the word cute. She had this uncanny ability to spot them before anyone else, from blocks away. Just seeing one parked on the side of the road as we drove by was sufficient to brighten her mood. One morning as I lifted the blinds, Isla looked out the window and saw one parked right outside our living room. She acted as if our home had been bestowed some sort of honor. She said she wanted to go for a ride in one someday. I concurred that it sounded like fun, but I kept putting it off. That is, until I received a flyer offering free registration and 30 minutes of free rental time. After registering with Car2Go, the company responsible for planting the cars around the city, and receiving my member card in the mail, I waited for the perfect day. I told my wife I wanted to wait until I saw one of the cars parked a block or so away from our house. That way I could walk over to it, check that my member card granted me access to the vehicle, figure out how to install Isla's car seat, ensure I could start it, successfully drive it the few hundred feet back to our house, and then, only then, would we tell Isla a surprise awaited for her outside. One day, things went as planned. I called home, which at this point was only 20 feet away. Okay, I said, everything's good. Send Isla outside. My wife held open the screen door as a perplexed Isla stepped out onto the stoop. Then she saw the car. I opened the passenger door and stood next to it, gesturing for her to get in. Hello, Isla, I said as her smile widened. Do you want to go for a ride in this little car with me? Of course she did. She tickled at the unexpected event. So tickled at the unexpected event, she put her hands over her mouth and walked down the stairs as quickly as she could. Be careful, my wife said as Isla descended the steps to the street. Once she got in, she laughed with delight, bobbing her legs up and down, unable to contain her excitement. I helped her buckle in, and then, for the next hour, we drove around St. Paul. First, we went through the drive-thru at near the nearby McDonald's. But when they said their ice cream machine was inoperative, we peeled out of the driveway and headed to the Dairy Queen in Highland Village. With ice cream and plenty of napkins in hand, we then took a leisurely drive down Grand Avenue. At one stoplight, I figured out the radio, and we turned on some tunes. At the next stoplight, I encouraged her to use the napkins more scrupulously. We rolled down the window and let the perfect breeze blow in. Isla, the entire time, felt completely overjoyed to be sitting not just in one of these cute cars, but to be sitting in the front seat. Her wide eyes took in the urban vista that her normal backseat views had never provided. Sporadically, she giggled aloud. The city was like our own personal amusement park. What do you think? I asked. Great, she exclaimed. What did you feel when you saw that we were going for a ride in one of these little cars? Surprised, she said, and excited. I was surprised excited. We stopped to visit Ace Hardware. I didn't really need anything, but I figured I would pick up a couple of items as an excuse to make the trip last longer. My complimentary 30 minutes had ended over a half hour before, so Isla and I got back in the car and headed home. Isla declared it her most best day ever and insisted I agree to rent a cute little car again another day. Thank you.
To hear more stories, learn more about Storymobile, and to find out where we'll be pedaling off to next, visit storymobile.org.